We're talking with Brett Ramsey, Blue and Gold Sausage. Brett is chair of the Oklahoma FFA Foundation. And you've been watching an interesting effort to raise money that's been spearheaded by FFA chapters. Tell me about this this campaign.
So the chapter trust program has been in existence since 1990. And the point originally and still today is for the chapters to help themselves defer a lot of the cost associated with this outstanding convention. In, as the years progress, the expenses often outrun what money can be raised. So we got to a point a year ago that the chapters, we needed to speed the process up. So we went to the chapters, like we've done in multiple times over those years, and said, we need you to be more aggressive about your self-support, your own giving. And you need to do that through supporting your chapter trusts. Establish one. Well, a year ago, every chapter in the state had finally established their own chapter trust. So now we go to them this year, over the last year, and say, now you need to contribute to it. We need each of you, and the number wasn't a round number, but we need you to each to find $409. If each of you come up with $409 to contribute to your chapter trust, we can say and get that chapter trust, that endowment, pushed up over $1 million. That generates in the neighborhood of $50,000 a year to help pay bills for the convention, typically back of the house bills, lights, stage, rent, security, things like that. They've been paying those bills for themselves for decades now, and we ask them often to be more aggressive about that, and we've done that in the last year. The groups as a whole all but doubled their annual giving, which is incredible, right? That just doesn't happen, especially in a years-old program. You go back to the same people and say, give us more, give us more, give us more, and they do it on their own behalf. And so it was an incredible success, and we were happy to dive into that as a part of our celebration for a 50-year anniversary to reward those 100 best, biggest chapter trusts with a $500 gift from Blue and Gold, and it pushed them up over the $1 million mark, which we hope to double down and use that as leverage in our corporate givers, with our corporate givers and our associations that support the program. We want to go to them and say, these people are helping themselves. You need to help them too.
Tell me about the year here at the foundation. I know that you're working with a lot of those givers, big supporters of FFA.
Yeah. Our corporate exposure has grown dramatically under good leadership with Kendall Brashears, that is retired, and as Holly, our new executive director, does her good work. We're starting to expand our exposure in terms of giving out into a lot of mainstream business, and whether it's oil companies of one sort or another, midstream partners of one sort, wind energy. A lot of that are new faces in our convention, and it's really a testament to the fact that they have figured out, and it's pretty easy for them to figure out, that there's so much value in being visible with our people, our students, our whatnot, and it's no secret. They want to come hire our kids. Not all of our kids are going to go home to the farm, right? Not even a big percentage of them are. So they have figured out that we create very good employees in whatever their industry is, and that's why we've become more attractive as time has gone by, and we want to continue to expand on that.
I guess what the foundation is all about, supporting FFA in a lot of different ways, not just the convention.
Yeah, well, the foundation's primary goal since inception was to underwrite this convention as a primary goal. We pay 90% of the bills of this convention annually. Along with those chapter trusts that we talked about. So that this is the primary focus of the foundation. That being said, as we look forward, and our leadership today is telling us that we want to get to a place where this is a portion of what we do. We want to be able to expand what we support, what we underwrite for this organization, out to the other dozens of projects that they've got and events that they've got. But historically, this has been the primary goal, the FFA convention every year is where our dollars are spent.